When's the Warriors season start? When do they report? That's the only date that matters.
Media Day is Monday, I believe.
Okay, good. Can't wait for Media Day, seeing as this Niner season is over.
Wrong. And this is you just trying to corrupt and co-opt what I said. It's wild card or bust is what it is.
I did not put this in your mouth at all.
It's not a quest for 6. It's a quest for 10 wins. Just get to 10 wins and get in the playoffs. Well, that's all. Because if you get to 10-7,
it may go
and you're
way.
Healthy enough, you might be able to go on a run.
Jimmy Garoppolo's year where he led the touchdown drive in L.A. on the final drive of the season to send the team to the playoffs. Do you remember what their record was?
Was it 10-7?
I believe so.
Okay.
Where'd they end up?
They were 3-5, right?
Yep. And they also ended up with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the NFC title game.
How'd that work out for you?
Not great. Okay. Not great. Yeah. Not great.
Bad example.
Jaworski and others. No, not a bad example.
Jaworski. You're so quick to blame Jaworski.
I said and others.
He put himself in position to make a play.
And he didn't. And that is going to forever be at least the lead story of how it fell apart. Not the only story. It's the lead story.
That to me feels like Kyle blowing a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
No.
Similarly unfair.
No, look, it's not the only play, but it's the lead story. You can't deny that that's what people remember most in terms of what went wrong in that football game. It's no different than what we're doing this weekend. There were, as you laid out, 27 things that went wrong.
I just laid out 9.
But what are people talking about the most after the game? Ronnie Bell. Now, they're talking about some other things, too, but Ronnie Bell.
Devondre Campbell, to me, is a bigger issue than Ronnie Bell.
And that's fair as an opinion, but no cubicle yesterday morning had a couple of people talking out the game and going, Devondre Campbell. No, Ronnie Bell. Ronnie Bell. That's going to be the picture that we can see with our eyes of somebody dropping a football that is going to feel like if you had caught it, you'd have won the game. And maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe Jake Moody would have missed a short kick. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, but that's going to be the one that plays the same way. Jaworski Tartt dropping a ball in the exact same building is going to be sort of what plays there. I'm not putting words in your mouth. In fact, I believe on the very same text thread you keep referring to, I qualified my statement with, I know you guys aren't saying this, but it feels like some people are starting to put a parachute on their back as they get ready to jump off of this season.
There's a big but here.
Yeah. And I know that it's only we're heading into week 4, and nobody would admit to that. Nobody would be like, I'm done with the season, but I'm listening all day. We're talking. And the commentary I hear very much feels like, at a minimum, we've got to adjust our outlook on this whole picture. And I would argue in this moment, not that you're wrong, simply that I'm not there yet. I am not there yet. And to the question of how do you feel, and we can open up the phone lines to this, 888-957-9570. How do you feel now versus how you felt after week 8 last year? That was the end of the 3-game losing streak, and Joe Burrow had just come to Levi's Stadium and thrown nary an incompletion. How do you feel now versus how you felt then? And I would say, while I'll totally buy your injury point as far as why this might feel worse, I give you 2 things. In one level, I feel very much the same. I feel confused. That's the word I would use. I feel confused as to why the defense looks the way it does. And I feel better this time around from the standpoint that there's a hell of a lot more time left. Now, your record is worse, 1-2 versus 5-3. But there is a hell of a lot of time left. They were 5-3 after 8 games last year. For all we know, they're going to be 6-2 this year. I doubt it, but we don't know that they're not.
Of course, they're allowed to be, to use your words.
And Jordan Elliott is allowed to be good at football.
They can also be 1-2-4 after 7 games. I mean, odds are not great.
1-2-4?
Yeah, they could tie the next four games.
They could tie the next four games.
Which is highly unlikely.
It's allowed.
Yeah, it's all allowed. But I look at where they are now versus where they were going into a bye after three straight losses with a team that was almost completely healthy, or at the very least, getting healthy, and Trent and Debo were getting better, and they were going to come out of the bye and be healthy. This team is not healthy. And in fact, they're trending toward being, I don't know about less healthy, but where they are health-wise right now is a lot more troubling than where it was last year when they were 5-3. You've got your number one running back who is yet to play a snap in Germany. He has to go to Germany to get treatment that is not available here because he thinks that that's actually going to work. And you know what? It might work.
It might.
And you never know. You've got George Kittle, who was out, and we don't know his status. We won't know till tomorrow when they go back to practice. And Debo won't play this Sunday. We do know that. He's out for two games. And your quarterback has a bit of a back issue, not an injury, an issue, a sore back.
We won't know till tomorrow if that's like a thing or not. He's day-to-day.
It was mentioned.
Yeah. But like if he practices tomorrow, well, then whatever.
Fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
A football player is sore. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, we'll know that there's an injury.
But how many other players were sore that did not get mentioned? I would guess probably 40. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So his soreness was mentioned. So I look at the injury part of it now compared to then, and I'm a lot more worried about that factor, only that factor, than I was last year.
I will not argue against you if your answer is that you feel much worse this time around. But I think it's a fair comparison because the majority of your answers, if you feel worse now, I'd argue it's likely because of what you just said, health. And what do we keep learning every year in sports? Be healthy at the end. I don't necessarily need you to be healthy at the beginning unless the beginning craters everything so bad that your end doesn't matter. And is that possible? Sure, it's possible. We've seen that before. Whether it's health for good reasons or bad reasons, I keep using the Warriors as an example. You know, players needed to be available who weren't available. Draymond Green. And then you get to the end and you're like, all right, we're at full strength. It's like, yeah, but it's too late. You've put yourself in a position that's too difficult to crawl out of. You could argue that that happened with the Giants, although I just don't think they were very good. But that's often the story when a season filled with expectations doesn't go well. A bunch of things that you didn't see coming happened early. You weren't able to crawl out of the hole that was created. A little hole has been created here. It's just not a big one yet. It's not a big one yet, and all the injured people are totally allowed to be healthy. What do you feel if by week five, Debo is available, George is available, that's definitely possible. Brandon Ayuk starting to look like himself. Obviously, Christian's not going to be ready. Who knows? Maybe we get a Ricky Pearsall appearance before then. Maybe we get an update that Dre Greenlaw is trending toward playing by week 10 or what have you. And let's say you get, I don't know, three wins out of the next four. What if you beat the Patriots, the Cardinals, and the Cowboys? I'll bake in a loss to the Chiefs, even though I think that's far from assured.
You don't beat the Chiefs, so I would go ahead and
you're
put
allowed
that
one
to. In the oven. Yeah,
you're allowed to.
I would go ahead and put that one in the oven.
I mean,
you're 1-2. You got five games before your bye, and you know it feels to me like 4-4 going in would be. Yeah, you'd feel pretty good about that. If you were able to win three of the next five, you'd feel good about that.
I guess. Yeah.
You got a short week against Seattle on the road, and I know they have a short week as well. And you've got rest disadvantages against Kansas City and Dallas. And I know Dallas, everyone wants to bury Dallas again because that's what we do. But the schedule from here is not, after New England, the schedule is not easy.
No, the NFL's not easy.
Right.
I don't know that there's a, quote, easy stretch on the schedule at all the rest of the way.
It was L.A. and New England.
Yeah.
That was the easy stretch.
Do you see an easy stretch? If I were to see one right now, it would be, and this is totally irrelevant, because I don't know who's playing or what the hell's happening, but 2.5 months from now, there's a three-game stretch in December where the Niners will host the Bears, the Rams, and then go on the road to Miami just before Christmas. Don't know if Tua is going to play. If I like, I maybe that's going to be easy. Maybe it won't. Maybe the Niners will be the one seed by then. Maybe they'll be eliminated.
The one seed. That's hilarious.
Might not lose between now and then. They're allowed to. It's within the rules.
Are you hearing him?
I just checked it.
No, they're allowed to.
Well, here's, okay. Actually, I got the perfect rebuttal for what you're saying.
Let's bring it.
Go ahead and give me the blue sky, unrealistic.
My God, the red and gold pom-poms.
Not at all. I didn't say they're going to. I'm saying you don't know that they won't.
Yeah.